Hey, hello again. This is Chris, and this is episode 17 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. And I'm coming to you from the side of an undisclosed body of water, a lake. And I've had over 300 downloads, so I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you for, I can't believe, that's about 299 and a half more than I expected. So thank you for that. And like I say all the time, what I'm trying to do here is help Republicans to win arguments because we need to stop the Democrats. They're just out of control maniacs. And in this episode, let's talk about climate change. It's a big one. So it's a really big issue. So I'm going to try to narrow it down. I'm going to try to really keep it narrowed down to basically the Democrats want us to all drive electric cars and all switch over to, they want all our electricity to be renewable. They want to get rid of all fossil fuels and switch over to wind and solar. And they say that this will stop the Earth's climate from changing, which on its face is ridiculous, the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard. It will not stop the Earth's climate from changing. The Earth's climate will always change. It always has changed, and it always will change, no matter what we do, until we develop like a real technology to control the Earth's climate. But even then, it's going to be tough to stop the earthquakes and the volcanoes and all that kind of stuff. So this is really, it's a pipe dream. It's really just about virtue signaling. It's about, hey, let's do something. You know, in my job, we used to have a saying, let's do something even if it's wrong. Come on, guys, let's do something even if it's wrong. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing here. It's like they just want to do something. We have to do something. I mean, we have to do something. That's their idea. That's their mentality. And the problem is that they don't see any downside. They don't see, well, if it turns out that it didn't help at all, then what does it matter? We've got a bunch of windmills and solar panels everywhere. So what does it matter? Well, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the downsides, because obviously there are downsides, because there's a reason why all of us aren't driving electric cars right now. There's a reason why all of us are not using wind and solar power right now. There are real concrete, real world reasons for that. And it's because gasoline cars and fossil fuels, particularly, let's just talk about gas cars. Let's just talk about electric cars versus gas cars. Gasoline cars are more convenient. You can refuel them in 2 minutes and continue on your way. You simply can't do that with an electric car. You can't. So right now, millions and millions of people, tens of millions of people driving gasoline cars, all of those people are going to have to be sitting around. At some point, they're going to be sitting around waiting for their cars to charge up. Now that is going to result in a tremendous drop in the national productivity, the national amount of stuff we can do, because people are literally going to be, tens of millions of people are literally going to be sitting around waiting for their cars to charge up. And you know, people say that, the Democrats tend to say, well, you just charge it up while you're sleeping at night. Well, what about all the people who don't have garages, who don't have houses, who park on the street, who park in parking lots, who live in condos, apartment buildings? You know, what about all of those people? They haven't thought about that at all, because there are a lot of those people who will not have a place to charge their car. And to say, well, we'll just retrofit every parking garage and every parking lot in America to have for a charger, put chargers on them. Well, how much is that going to cost? And so this, it really boils down to resources, right? If we are all, right now, we all spend a certain amount of our gas, a certain amount of our money on gasoline, and then we go on our way. But, you know, you're talking about spending money on installing chargers everywhere, right? You're talking about batteries. You're talking about the cars themselves are more expensive. All of this stuff will impact the standard of living of the average American. The standard of living is going to go down. Standard of living is measured by the quantity, quality, and variety of goods and services that you have access to, that you can afford to buy. Well, if you're spending more money on, first of all, you're going to be spending more money on electricity because the demand for electricity is going to skyrocket. So you're going to spend more money on the electric car itself. You're going to spend more money on installing a charger. You're going to spend more money on electricity to charge it. So this means that, and you're going to be, if you are sitting around waiting for your car to charge up, you're going to be paying in time. And time is priceless, right? So this whole idea is a pipe dream. And basically, fossil fuels, the reasons why we use fossil fuels instead of renewable energy is four things. Fossil fuels are less expensive, they are more convenient, they are more abundant, and they are more reliable. Now, we can change the abundance problem by just putting chargers everywhere and solar panels on every building and windmills everywhere. Okay, maybe we could do that, but then you still have the reliability problem. What if the wind's not blowing? What if the sun's not shining? So you're going to force every American to switch to unreliable. It may be, maybe it's abundant, but now it's still unreliable. So the big sort of elephant in the room that nobody talks about is batteries. If you want to make all of this renewable energy reliable and abundant and really there when you need it, you're going to have to include batteries. So all of our homes are going to have batteries. Our power stations are going to have batteries. Your store, the store you go into, is going to have a bank of batteries. Everything. So it brings the question, is this even really green anymore? This green energy, is it even green? If we're, you know, essentially raping the earth to make all these batteries, all the mining and the processing, the manufacturing, you know, it gets to the point where this is ridiculous. But the Democrats, this has become a religion among the Democrats. It's a religion for these people. They don't want to think about any of this stuff. They don't want to ask any of these questions. And so that's our job. Our job is to call them out on it. Is to say, no. Look at these reasons why your ideas are stupid. And the thing is, even if we do all of that, is it really going to stop the Earth's climate from changing? Is it really? By their own science, by their own admission, their own studies show that it's not even going to make a measurable difference. It's going to be a barely measurable difference, if at all measurable. And that's if their predictions for 100 years in the future are accurate, which is ridiculous. So it's all just like I said, it's all, let's do something, even if it's wrong, we just have to do something. And they're all voting on that now. They're all voting with that mentality. Well, I'm going to vote for those guys. I'm going to vote Democrat because we have to do something. And, you know, if we instead, you know, as Republicans, we should be more practical and say, well, you know, if you want to do something, let's just think about what are the harms that a warming planet are going to bring us. And I think the number one thing is rising sea levels. So let's just think about, what can we do about rising sea levels? You know, what can we do? Things like building better drainage systems, better barriers, berms and levee systems, and dredging our harbors and rivers and ports to make them deeper, so there's more room for the water to go. That kind of stuff. Flood management, problems, issues, flood management projects is what I'm trying to say. That kind of stuff. That's practical. These are practical ideas. And this, but the Democrats are incredibly impractical. Now, I a few minutes ago, I said there are four reasons, right? There are four reasons fossil fuels are better than renewable energy. It's less expensive, more abundant, more reliable, and more convenient, right? But the Democrats want us to use energy that is more expensive, less reliable, less abundant, and less convenient. That is the big talking point that we can use against these Democrats and all of this Green New Deal, green energy craziness. And look, if we believe in free markets, if the free market, if people want to freely go buy an electric car, that's great. Go buy an electric car. If you think electric cars are great, there are some advantages to electric cars, but there are also major disadvantages to electric cars. So that's what I think about. That's just a quickie, you know. And think about the standard of living argument. If we're all forced to pay more for electricity, then we will all have less money available for all the other things we normally spend money on: food, clothing, housing, entertainment, travel, medical care, all of that stuff. We will have less money available for all of those other things if the Democrats get their way. If we allow the Democrats to make our lives more expensive, and it will, they will, every single thing we buy will become more expensive if Democrats win elections. If Democrats keep winning elections, they are going to make every single thing you buy more expensive, because they are going to dramatically increase the cost of energy. And then you get to a point where, if there's not enough energy, you get to a point where you've got energy rationing systems, which is something that they've actually talked about. They're going to ration out the energy. If there's not enough energy, then they're just going to have to ration it out to you. You'll get your allowance of energy, and that's all you'll be allowed to use. And this is all part of their general philosophy of a ruling class that will run everything, control everything, that will tell you what to do, and it's all for your own good. It's for the greater good. So, you know, that's what I think about green energy and the Green New Deal and renewable energy, all that stuff. So, if you like this podcast, if you can get on iTunes and review the episode, give it a good review, that would help. But yeah, over 300 downloads, and I'm going to keep on going, I guess, because you seem to like it. So, all right. I will try to escape from this swampy lake area, and I will see you on the next one. Episode 18 will be the next one. Take it easy. Bye-bye.